What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Houston young adults, this is Miriam, and I'm excited to be able to share with you today. I pray that this blesses you, that this fires you up, that this sharpens you on this day, whatever time you get to listen to it. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, I want to talk about the impact that we are having, that we are going to have, we will continue to have throughout 2023. I truly believe that we have been equipped. We have been given everything we need. I know we have, and I know you know that you have, because we have the Word of God. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. Amen. And He helps us. He leads us and guides us into all truth. He keeps us, you know, from things that we shouldn't be, you know, doing. And I pray that this year you've let go of things, that this year you've decided, if you hadn't already, I'm going to go in all the way. I'm going to do more for the kingdom. I'm going to make the kingdom my priority this year. And praise God. We praise God for His word. And we're grateful for the Power of Love Church and for our pastor, Pastor Sandy Garcia. We're grateful for our pastor, Pastor Jesse, for our wonderful leaders, and for this ministry, for the young adult ministry that is growing, that is producing, that is just going at an advancing, you know, at a level, at a speed that we can't ask, think, or imagine. And we're grateful for that. So the fact that you're here today listening to this podcast means you are a part of that. If you didn't know, you are a part of that. If we're growing, you're growing. If we're prospering, you're prospering. If, you know, everything, that's why we hang out. It's your responsibility, right? We're equipped with everything, as I mentioned at the start, but it's our responsibility to plug ourselves in. It's our responsibility. If the church, you know, if we go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, then you got to say, hey, I got to be there. If we have a meeting, you got to say, hey, I got to be there. It's how much do you want it? Because how far you go in life with the blessing of God is how far you choose. Amen. So I want to just fire you up quickly. I say quickly, but I don't know how long this is going to go. I want to fire you up this morning. It's morning, but again, whenever you're hearing this, about just speaking the word over your life, declaring the word over your life, you know, and not wavering and not worried and not thinking about what others have to say, you know, because Jesus is our perfect example. And when Jesus was on the earth, He came to heal, to deliver, to set free, to bring life and abundance. So that is what our mission is here on earth while we are here. So ask yourself, when I come around people, and I'm not talking about people of the church, but in a sense, yes, because, you know, iron sharpens iron. But I'm talking about in your workplace, in your everyday, who do you have influence over? What are you talking about secular things all the time? Or do you bring up the word of God? Do you testify? Do you witness? You know, does it come just naturally to you? Okay, because that's where we want. That's what we want. That's all that's going to count when we go to eternity. So I just want to go quickly to Matthew 6:20. This is the scripture that I wanted to share or start off with, that says, "For it is not you who will be speaking. It will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Amen. So when you share with someone, whenever, you know, the Holy Spirit prompts you inward and you know, that you feel like, hey, okay, it's my, you know, you might work with this person every day, but maybe you haven't felt to share with him yet. And sometimes, you know, we don't have to wait for a feeling. You know, we should just do it out of obedience. But the Bible says that here in Matthew 10:20, again, I'm sorry, that it is not you who will be speaking. Anytime that we feel like we want to hold back, like we can't, like we're shy, we're scared, like we're going to feel rejected, whatever. The word here is telling you it's not going to be you speaking. It's going to be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Hallelujah. Who else would you want them to hear? You know, who else, what words can you persuade them with but the Father's words? And the word tells us that it's him that's gonna take over. He's gonna take over us at that time, at that moment. Once we start speaking the word, he's gonna take over, and everything that you've deposited in yourself is just gonna flow out. Okay, so that's a good point there, right? If you don't have anything in your spirit, if you don't read the word, if you don't have that relationship with the Lord, then yes, you may get choked up. Yes, you might get a blank mind, but if you're right with the Lord, you know, if you have his word richly abiding, if he richly abides in you, then you know what's going to come out. The word of God, it's in you. The word, and it's the word that's going to pierce. It's the word that's going to cause healings. It's the word that's going to cause deliverances. It's the word that's going to cause that impact that we want to see, that Jesus died for, is to see all these lives, all these, you know, souls go to heaven. And I also want to point out, I've been reading, been starting in Matthew, reading, you know, the Gospels, and I've just been reading, of course, it's Jesus's ministry, how, you know, it was like back to back to back. Jesus didn't have no downtime. Jesus, he fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. And what happened after that? He had power. He came out in the power. And fasting is a work. It's an obedience. It's a doing. Fasting isn't just something that we do that we just take lightly and just, okay, we're just going to starve ourselves, you know, for no purpose at all. No, when we are fasting, we are believing that we're going to come out with a greater impact, with that power that's going to set people free like Jesus did. So after Jesus came out of that fasting and prayer, he had, and it's all in Matthew, but that was a revelation that the Lord gave me after reading all these instances of Jesus healing the leper, of Jesus healing the woman with the fever, of Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, he healed her, and then he raised the girl back to life that had already died, and then he was in a storm. I'm just summarizing Matthew. If you read it and take your time, then you will see all these stories in depth. I can't go in each and every one of them. And they're all so rich. They're all teaching in themselves. But this is where I'm going. He was in a boat and he rebuked the storm. Then when he came to the other side, there was two men. And this is where I'm at. I'm in Matthew 8:28 now. I'll read this story. It says, when Jesus arrived on the other side of the lake in the region of the Gadarenes, two men who were possessed by demons met him. They lived in a cemetery and were so violent that no one could go through that area. Can you imagine? Okay, this is Jesus. Jesus is our perfect example. After he did all those healings, I mean, this was his ministry, this was his life, you know. He didn't see it as, oh, here we go again. Oh, here we go again. They need me again. No, that's what he was here on earth for. He had just rebuked the storm after telling the disciples of the, rebuking them and telling them they had such little faith, and he told the wind to calm down. And then he arrives at the other side, and wow, no warm welcoming, no warm welcoming, no rest. There's two demon-possessed men waiting for him, screaming and telling him, why are you interfering with us, Son of God? Jesus had just entered. He hadn't even spoken. They just, why are you interfering with us? You know, the demons. You know, that man, let that be our life this year, Lord. Let that be our life, Lord. Then when we come into contact with somebody that has demons, that those demons start speaking and saying, why are you interfering with us? What are you coming to torture us? And we're going to be like, yes, we come to deliver you. We come to set you free in Jesus' name. Like, no more. That's enough, right? So 29 says they began screaming, saying, why are you interfering with us, Son of God? Have you came here to torture us before God's appointed time? There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding in the distance. So the demons begged, if you cast us out, send us into that herd of pigs. All right, go. Jesus commanded them. So the demons came out of the men and entered the pigs, and the whole herd plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned in the water. Hallelujah. So Jesus spoke and the demons fled. Glory to God. That's our portion for 2023 in Jesus' name. Impact, impact, impact. 33 says, the herdsmen fled to the nearby town, telling everyone what had happened to the demon-possessed man. Then the entire town came out to meet Jesus. And guess what? They didn't thank him. They begged him to go away and leave them alone. There are certain people that are not going to give you that those flowers that you want to receive, you know? The people that are being transformed and impacted, they are. And we, you know, Lord only knows how much impact we're going to have, you know, when we get to heaven and we get to see all the souls that we've impacted. But there are people that are going to just be like, hey, like they're just not going to be with it. Okay, to make it long story short. But, you know, from then, we don't focus on that, because then what happens? Then Jesus, in verse chapter 9, it says that he got into a boat and went back across the lake to his own town. And then people brought him a paralyzed man on a mat. So you see here how Jesus set those people free, those two men free. And then people ran and told, you know, but then some of them didn't know how to act. So they, you know, they ran him off. But then he came to another part where they were like, man, Jesus is a true healer. He is a true deliverer. They brought him the paralyzed man. And then Jesus, seeing their faith, it says, said to the paralyzed man, be encouraged, my child. Your sins are forgiven. And then it goes on to, you know, the religious teachers arguing with him. But Jesus told him, your sins are forgiven. And he told him to pick up his mat and go home. So he healed this man. You know, there was dispute there as well, but I'm not focusing on that today. I'm focusing on how Jesus did all these signs and miracles, how everywhere that he went, he caused impact, and he continued and continued. And everywhere, you know, there was something, there was an opposition. There was always an opposition. So what I want to encourage you today is tell you that, yes, there will be opposition. So don't be surprised. Do not be surprised. Be of good cheer. And that takes me to the closing scripture in John 16:33. And I want to read it in the King James, and also want to read it in the NLT. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that you might have peace in the world. That you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. The NLT says, 16:33, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me." Just Selah, on, you know, all the miracles that you've heard, you know, in this book that Jesus has done, you know, that I kind of summarized quickly. I did it no justice. Lord, forgive me, because I did it no justice, because the word of God is so powerful. We can't zoom through it. There is no zooming through this word. But for the sake of this podcast, you know, this short teaching, I just highlighted, you know, some of these encounters that Jesus had with those people, you know, where he healed, delivered, where he set free, you know. So he had peace. He was peace. Jesus had that peace. And, you know, he says that we can have that peace like him. You know, Jesus constantly was working. He was constantly doing the Father's will. And he had peace, you know. He didn't complain like, "Oh God, here comes this paralyzed man now." Like, no, he had compassion over the people. He was always willing to heal. He was always willing to help. So it says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me." And you know what? I'm gonna back up here. I'm gonna back up to 31, when Jesus says, "Do you finally believe? But the time is coming, indeed. It is here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone." He was speaking to the disciples here. And he says, "Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Now, that's when he was physically with the disciples. He is not physically here with us, but he is in us by his Spirit. And he says that the Father is with him. And we know that if the Father is with him, then the Father is with us. Jesus is with us. So he's telling them, "I want y'all to have peace. Have peace, because here on this earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. Every time that something comes against your marriage, that something comes against your household, your children, that's going to bring sorrow. It will. But he says, take heart, because I have overcome the world. Take heart, because he has overcome the world. He is in you, because he has overcome. You will overcome. And just like Jesus, you will live that life where everywhere that you go, you deliver, you set free, you speak the word. And the word, you know, even in a sickness, you know, whenever you're in feeling sick, you know, you don't feel, you know, complete. You're not whole, you know. But when you receive that healing, it's like you don't even remember you were sick anymore. You like that's that you're like, "I was sick. I was never sick." Like, you know, I know that's how I am. They're like, "Oh, you sound a little." "I sound a little what?" Like, "No, I'm healed. I'm fine." You know, "I don't remember." "Oh, I had a headache last week." "I don't remember it." Like, you know, no, I've already overcame that, you know. And And that's our faith. That's what we hold firmly to, is our faith. We don't hold firmly to when we went through this or that. That makes us even more powerful. It gives us more authority because we can now set others free. Now we can deliver others and say, let me tell you, I've been there. I've went through that, and that is how God uses our lives to reach those that say, oh, how can, I be in the house of God? They're holy. They're holy. Yes, we are holy, but let me tell you, we were not always holy. We were out there, but again, we don't focus on that. We focus on the life now, but yes, we testify in order to cause impact. Glory be to God. This is what I had today from the Lord. I pray that this blessed you, that this, makes you run your race in perfection this year, the year of perfection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't miss our last service. We had our last service, hallelujah, praise God, of 2022. Don't miss the first service for Houston Young Adults. It's gonna be January. Let me double check. I don't want to get it wrong. It's gonna be January 27th, the last Friday of this month. Invite, invite, invite. Come in expectancy. Keep going strong. If you're fasting and praying, we'll see you. If you're still during the fast, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. for prayer, and join Pastor Sandy's lives. I'm so excited for everything God is doing. Right when you think you're doing enough, it's like, nope, I can do more. I can do more. So I challenge you to do more for the kingdom this year. Seek him like never before and see the life that he has you to live. Let the Lord, I pray right now that the Lord gives you those eyes to see that life of impact that you shall have 2023. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.